of ups and downs in this match. How would you describe it?
Describe the match?
Yes.
Strange. Not the best for sure. I think there's a lot of up and down. The beginning condition was not easy. It's quite flying a little bit. Balls are not easy to control, and not much was not the best match for sure. I don't know. Next question.
You asked for eye drops.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you explain?
Nothing special. Just needed. Didn't work well for just after, but it was okay. Nothing special.
Stan, why do you think there are so many up and downs? And both you and Novak seem to have trouble keeping your best level.
I don't know. At the beginning, as I say, for me it was the first night session. I had to adapt a little bit the game. It's quite fast this year. It's not easy to control. And again, I think I'm physically well. I'm playing well in general, really happy with my level. But I was mentally dead. I think I'm paying off the price to finish really late the season with Davis Cup, not having a bigger off season, trying to focus really well to start well the year with winning Chennai and being here, trying to do the best. And I told all my coach before the match and already yesterday that I was mentally completely dead and no battery. Tough to focus on what I want to do and tough to focus on my game, and that's what happened today.
Coming into this match knowing that the last two times you played here were these big classic epics and you have to set the bar is very high for this match again.
No, for that there is no pressure for that. I'm surprised we went 5 set again, even if the last one was 10 minutes. But no, for sure we had some great battle here last 2 years, and today was a strange match. He was there, he was playing good enough to win, and he deserved to win and to play the final.
Change because you had this take in the fourth, and what made it happen that way?
I had a few moments in the match that I could have taken a little bit advantage of in the game. I had the feeling that I was playing well, but again, as I said, it was tough for me to focus on what I wanted to do. In the third set, I had break point. I should have broke the first game. I had the easy backhand that I missed, and in the fifth, the same with the win. I had chance to take advantage, but I was surprised that I came back in the fourth. You know, I was telling my box that it was tough for me to stay with him to find the way to win points, because you know I was just trying to fight and to make some good choice, but today I was just not there.
Do you think pressure played a part in this match? Do you think pressure played a part in this match, whether for you and for Novak? We were especially tight, or?
Well, I don't know, it was semi-final. We know each other that it can be always a tough battle between us. We always try to find solution against each other, and today we didn't play our best tennis, that's for sure. Was a lot of up and down, was a lot of mistake and everything, but it's like that. He was there, he was stronger tonight, and that's it.
You did break his serve quite a few times tonight. What was the key there, do you think?
Sorry?
You did manage to break his serve quite a few times tonight. What was the key there?
I'm not that bad as a tennis player, maybe that's why. I don't know, for sure, you know, when you see the stats, I think he lost his serve once before tonight, but 2 years ago he didn't lose his serve before playing, and I broke him in the second serve. It's just that we know each other so well, we practiced so many times together, we had some big battle in Grand Slam, in other tournaments he always killed me in the score, but again, as I say, I think my game is there. I'm playing great tennis. Physically, I'm there. And it's going to be tough, but I need to take the positive from already being in the semifinal.
Do you think you'll be taking a break now since you mentioned your month will be spent?
I'm going to go home. I have 1 week before the next tournament. Should be fine. I'm going to see how I'm going to have, I think, a good schedule for the year. I try to have some moments when I can practice with my coach and fitness trainer, when I can have some holidays. So should be fine for the year. Again, I think it's about the schedule for the year, not what I'm going to do the next 2 weeks, but how I see the next 6 months, 9 months.
Proud of what you've achieved here, Stan, the last 2 weeks? Are you proud of what you've achieved here, semi-finals beaten by the number one seed?
As I say, right now I'm more disappointed to lose because I had the feeling that in the game I'm there, I'm playing well, I have everything to win the match tonight, but I didn't. That's the reality. So yeah, we'll see tomorrow when I'm gonna wake up, when I'm gonna leave the next few days. For sure, I'm happy with the way I start the season, the way I'm focused on the practice court every day, trying to improve my game. I think I'm playing better than last year, and the most important is that I need to do everything possible to keep that level all the season and not only few tournaments.
Stan, were you surprised by his level, because he didn't play that well either, and there was a set where he hit zero winners. Was that surprising for you?
Yes and no. I think we play so many times. It depends a little bit the way I'm playing also, how I play on the court. And today wasn't our best match, that's for sure, but it was just a strange match, strange semi-final, and that's it. At the end, he won, so I think he played enough to win the match. That's what he did good.
I'll take two more questions in English, please.
Can you talk a little bit about the difference of playing day and night? You said, you know, the night, first night match. What was the change for you?
It's a little bit slower, but it's flying a little bit more. The ball are staying lower on the court. During the day, you can put more top spin. You can really mix more with the serve and everything. But again, I played so many times night session here in the past. It's something that today I just to adapt a little bit at the beginning, but also because I was playing Novak, so I need to change a little bit my game, and that's it. It's always a great atmosphere. I think I was happy to be on the court to play semi-final again in the Grand Slam. For me, it's something amazing, and even if it was a strange match, I enjoyed to be there for more than 3 hours.
Last question, please.
You had a couple of really big tie breaks this tournament, but then the tie break in the first set today, the first 2 points were, I don't know if you remember them, but one of them
my backhand, yes, but that's it.
Do you think it was a crucial moment for you, that winning that first set tie break?
The five set match days, a few times that are really important, for sure. With the first set, it could have been different, but who knows? At the end of the day, I lost that tiebreak. I was down 5-0 quickly. For sure, the two first points, I remember only my backhand was really close, but was out. And at the break, 4-3 break, I lost my serve, low 40. Again, I had the chance to break in the third, I had the chance to break in the fifth, and I didn't. That's the reality.